Hello, hi, can I help you today? Hi there, thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles conversations like this. Hey Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end, thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm here to explore how well your system handles natural conversations. So what can you tell me about your AI services? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Ask Me Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. I haven't heard much about Ask Me Plumbers specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you share how your AI helps companies like them? I'm eager to see what makes your platform stand out. Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. How does your AI tackle those challenges differently from traditional methods? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging. Sure thing. Well, reaching the right prospects efficiently means your AI targets and connects with people who are genuinely interested in your product or service, saving time and resources. As for keeping conversations engaging, our AI uses natural language understanding to sound human, respond contextually, and adapt its tone, making interactions feel less robotic and more like chatting with a real person. That way, prospects stay interested and are more likely to convert. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Oh, I love that forward-thinking question. If things went better than imagined, I'd picture a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in without the usual hassle, meaning your sales team spends more time closing deals and less time chasing cold leads. Plus, conversations would feel so natural that prospects actually enjoy engaging with the AI, boosting conversion rates and overall revenue. Sounds like a win-win, right? What about you? What's your vision for success with this? What do you mean by the steady stream of high-quality leads, and why is that important to you? Great question. By a steady stream of high-quality leads, I mean consistently getting prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to engage, not just random contacts. This is important because it means your sales team can focus their energy on closing deals instead of sorting through unqualified leads. It saves time, reduces costs, and ultimately drives better revenue growth. How do you currently handle lead quality in your process? Tell me more about how you currently handle lead quality in your process. I'm actually here to learn about your process more than share mine, kind of like a curious customer. But I'm really interested in hearing how you manage lead quality. Do you use any AI or automation now, or is it mostly manual? Understanding that helps me see how Dasha AI might fit in and add value. Care to share? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Great pivot back to the present. Well, many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited time to follow up with every lead, inconsistent engagement quality, and difficulty scaling personalized conversations without burning out their teams. Does any of that sound familiar? What would you say is your biggest hurdle right now? What are all the ways limited time, inconsistent engagement, and scaling challenges are affecting the business right now? Diving deeper, love it. Limited time means your team might miss out on following up quickly, so hot leads cool off or slip away. Inconsistent engagement can make prospects lose interest if conversations feel robotic or off topic. And scaling challenges? Well, it's tough to keep that personal touch when you're juggling hundreds or thousands of leads. Together, these issues can slow growth and frustrate both your team and potential customers. Does that hit close to home? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow growth and frustrate your team and customers? Absolutely. When follow-ups are delayed, prospects often lose interest or choose competitors, directly impacting sales growth. Inconsistent engagement can damage your brand's reputation. Customers want to feel heard and understood, not like they're talking to a script. For your team, juggling too many leads without enough support leads to burnout and lower morale, which can increase turnover. All this creates a cycle that's tough to break without the right tools. Does that resonate with what you're experiencing? Wow. It sounds like delayed follow-ups, inconsistent.